I knew Frank, not very well, but by reputation, I know he was beloved by the staff, by the community. And you more or less outlined my course of work is to really continue what Frank had already started. So I hope I can do justice to that. I'll certainly try.
For those that maybe, you know, don't know you from living here previously, mm-hmm. what would you say to the community, certain things that you may bring to the table? You know, why are you a good candidate?
Well, I think I'm pretty good at building a good team of people. I've done that in Seabrook. I've been able to do that everywhere that I've worked before. So I think that's really a city manager's first and sometimes most challenging charge is to build a and retain a really good team of people. College Station's lucky in that they already have a solid core of talent. But for those places where there are, we're looking for a fire chief, things like that. I think I've been very successful in that regard. Office chemistry, being able to work with people and work very cooperatively in a governmental environment is very important. And I think I've done a really good job of that in Seabrook. I love Seabrook. I'm going to miss a lot of those people. I'd love to bring a lot of them here with me. But at the same time, there's tremendous talent that's already here. So I'm looking forward to working with everybody here.
What's maybe one of the first things you're looking forward to do, you know, once you come back and kind of get settled back in and kind of into the groove of Aggieland?
Well, I am a tremendous Aggie soccer fan, and we had the habit of going to every Friday night game and most of the Sunday games. So Coach G follows me on Twitter, and and I offer him all kinds of unsolicited advice, but all of which is tongue-in-cheek. But I'm looking forward to getting back to Aggie soccer games, following Aggie tennis. That's a passion of my family's, my wife in particular. So those are some of the things. All my hunting buddies live in Bryan College Station. They will no longer have to wait for me to get to town before we can go hunting. So they're happy about that. But I'm really looking forward to getting to work. There's so much going on here with the biocorridor, with all of the utility expansions. Something that's rewarding is when I was here, I was in community development. We worked on planning for thoroughfares. And at the time, many people didn't understand the need for them, and there were even people that were opposed to some of those thoroughfares. I'm back now when those thoroughfares are built and embraced. And so it's interesting to see those plans come to fruition. I've just told the council that, you know, if they will allow me, I'd love to retire in this community. I guess it's always been an ambition, as it is for many Aggies, to come back to College Station. So I feel like I've arrived at the mothership, and I'm going to stick it out here as long as they'll have me.
What have you done between graduating A&M and this change to prepare yourself for this new adventure?
I've had a circuitous route. I've worked for a number of cities, so that diverse experience has actually been very rewarding. I've seen the way different cities approach things. I've seen it done well. I've seen it done not so well. So I think I know not just what to do, but what not to do. I've also worked for two unqualified geniuses, my city manager in Auburn, Alabama, another college town, Doug Watson, and Chuck Pinto, my first and most recent city manager, is just a tremendous mentor. So I really feel as though I've learned from the best. Beyond all that, I still follow the advice of my old land use law professor from Texas A&M, David Pugh. We're still great friends, and I had a tremendous opportunity to get an education here at A&M. So I feel like it's kind of poetic that I'm able to come back and actually utilize that. So I look forward to working with the university. I participated in the comprehensive plan for Bryan, so I still have friends there. So I hope I have a unique ability because of those friendships and relationships to, you know, work with all of those entities and with Brazos County as well.
Was that a part of the formula to work for a number of different organizations with the idea of retiring here, as you just mentioned?
No. There, believe it or not, despite the fact that I have a planning background, there was no grand plan. I actually moved to Ohio to accommodate my wife and her parents when they moved there. But I was recruited for the position in Auburn and recruited for the position back here in College Station. So it was almost serendipity, I think. And I'm happy to be back. When I left graduate school, there wasn't the idea that I would one day be the city manager of College Station. But it is certainly satisfying, and it's humbling that the council, you know, has the faith in me that they do. and I will do everything I can to prove to them that they've made the right choice.
Talk about the interview process. You probing the council and the city staff as much as they were probing you.
Well, that was actually my plan. I am in the, or was in the unique position of not needing a job. I have an excellent city council and staff in the city of Seabrook. But it would be, it was undeniable the pull of College Station. So I reluctantly informed my council. I called each of my council people and told them that I would be applying for this job. They were immediately and unanimously supportive, which was very humbling. My staff was very supportive, as was my family. It was an interesting process. My job was to come here and interview not just the staff but the council, and I told them that I wanted them to have the best city manager College Station could have, even if that's not me. College Station's in a sort of a critical juncture with its growth and expansion of the university. There were some excellent talent there, and again, it was kind of humbling to get that call. So I know I have my work cut out for me, but I think I'm ready for it.
Why do you think this is going to be a fit?
Well, I think really the chemistry that I have with the council. I actually got them to laugh during the interview, so I figured that was a good sign. I know a number of members of the senior members of the staff because I worked with them before. And it's good to see them again. So I look forward to working with them. There's, again, a tremendous amount of talent in this building and throughout the city. And I believe more than managing them, it's just, freeing them to do an excellent job. So it's going to be fun, and I intend to make it fun.
How much of it's going to be a combination of you laying back and getting yourself used to the entire organization, and how much of it is how quickly you get your hands dirty, so to speak?
Well, so many of the senior members of staff, again, have such a good handle on capital projects and what have you. They've hired David Neely, the former city manager, to provide some guidance in some of those larger projects. I think that was an excellent decision. David, his background is public works. So he'll be invaluable in that regard to provide me information, to keep me informed. So I'm thankful the council had the insight or the ability to do that and entice David to come back to City Hall. That'll be a great help. I think it's going to be a combination. I've got to get to know the staff and understand their abilities and what it is they're working on. I'm going to drink from a fire hose for a little while, and I understand that. But I think the council also understands I'm not going to be completely versed in every issue before the city on the first day, or for that matter, at the end of the first month. So it's a learning process. I'm a pretty quick study. I think before one can call oneself an expert in any given city, you have to be there a while. So I will, I've got some late nights, probably some long weekends. But that's okay. I've done it before, and I'm really looking forward to doing it here.
How advantageous is it to start virtually at the beginning of the fiscal year?
Well, it's terrific in one regard that I don't have to formulate the budget. The heavy lifting on that has already been done, and that's a daunting process no matter how long you've been with a city. College Station, like a lot of cities, is coming out of the recession, so it's a good time to arrive at any city. It's perfect timing, I think. I'll be able to study the budget, for 9-10 months before that. Well, perhaps not that long, but for many months before that cycle starts over again. So that's an excellent question, and I think the timing's perfect.
I can keep hogging.
Yeah, and I know that this is all happening fast, but do you have any sort of timeline?
I really need to meet with my council in Seabrook. I'll be doing that Tuesday to work out a timeline. What I intend to do, in the short term, is to start coming here sort of in a brief sessions, probably Fridays, perhaps Thursdays and Fridays, to work with Mr. Neely and, again, staff to kind of immerse myself. I do have a separation period in my contract, and I'm going to do everything I can to be able to make that transition as quickly as possible. That being said, I want to do the right thing by Seabrook. They're a great city, and again, they've been very supportive of me. We have some large economic development and capital projects, so I need to be sure that those are in good hands. There are good people there. I just need to be sure that everybody's fully versed in those projects before I leave. So I don't, but I will have a date for you shortly.
I'll keep going.
One of the things the mayor said that she was looking for is someone with communication skills. Mm-hmm. So talk about your communication skills.
I have been to so many public meetings, and I've stood at so many podiums and what have you that it's not really daunting anymore. My city engineer in Auburn said, after you hit so many beaches, it's just another beach. And so, don't get me wrong, it's when you have a controversial issue, you have to think long and hard about that. But it's just the nature of government. You need to get the information out there. I'm going to rely heavily on our communications director, Jay Sokol, who does a great job of getting the word out. Jay already does a great job of that, but we're going to continue to improve that, not only so you understand what's going on, because let's face it, most of the public understands what's going on in City Hall by what they read and what they hear on the radio, what they read in the papers, see on KBTX and the other news channels here locally. So we need to do a great job of communicating with you. And if there are ways to improve that, I look forward to hearing about that. At the same time, we need to improve our communications with citizens. When there's going to be service interruptions, when there are capital projects, they're always inconvenient. And people don't always understand why those inconveniences are coming their way. So I've experienced that in other communities. You can never communicate enough. They will certainly tell you when you haven't communicated enough or in their mind you haven't, but we'll do the best we can. And again, I think the city already does a good job of that. Case in point, my son was here for the Alabama game, and I was giving him notes on traffic and where to exit and where to go because of what I was reading tweeted by the city of College Station. So he's following the city of College Station, so he can do that on game days. But that's unique and not something that we had the ability to do when I was here before. So I think those abilities will continue to expand. And we're going to work with you again because most people are going to understand what it is we do and what our intentions are, what the council's decisions are, by what they read, see, and hear.
Objectively, the things that you have worked through in your past positions when you're coming into this as the city manager, is there anything that from a general nature that you haven't addressed in one way or another?
It's hard to say. I've been to the bottom of a primary clarifier at a water treatment plant, and I have waded into a storm surge to cut off broken gas mains. And so the better part of me thinks, no, there's probably nothing I haven't done. I've even ridden the back of a garbage truck. It's a great way to know, what the hazards of that job, really entail. I think it's important for the staff to know that, there's not a job they have that I wouldn't be willing to do as well. So I have a lot of experience, a lot of diverse experience. I've just taken the time to learn some of those jobs. I don't propose to know them completely or be able to do them as well as the professionals we have, but I'm certainly interested in what it is they do. I know that there are things here that I don't know. I haven't identified them yet, but I look forward to finding out what they are.
Well, I'm guessing having probably spent some time at Northgate and driving Texas and those sort of things.
Why would you think that?
I'm guessing there's some intangibles that come with having gone to school here.
Well, that's, being an Aggie. And my father's very proud that I knew the war hymn before the national anthem. It was just a hazard of growing up in our household. But it does help to understand the culture. It's very unique, as all of you know. So it would be difficult for an outsider to come in and understand why we do what it is we do. So I do think there's a clear advantage there. I still have some relationships on campus, and I think that'll be an advantage as well. I'm comfortable on the campus, and I can't wait to work with the folks over there. But, yes, I did spend some time on Northgate. I was more of a Dudley's Draw guy because that was an architecture hangout. But, yes, I have spent some time there.
Anything else?
Was there anything you want the community to know just about you coming on board with the City of College Station or what you can, offer?
Hard to say. Just that, again, I'm a quick study. I'm looking forward to working here. I'm I get vested in my communities very quickly. Already, because of my background, I already have a vested interest in this city and in the Brazos Valley. I lived in Bryan when I was here before. I worked for the city of College Station. I helped to write the Bryan Comprehensive Plan. So I'm interested in College Station, Bryan, and Brazos County, Texas A&M. I think together we can be a whole lot better than we can be apart. And I'm really looking forward to working with Keene Register, with the county judge, with the folks at the university. There's some awfully exciting plans between the bio corridor, the medical district, the stadium expansion. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. So it's very exciting. It's a great time to be here.